It sounds like a great idea.
We've all seen them as we kind of drive past, and we see sometimes they're even mowed.
Robin Stallings with the bicycle advocacy group Bike Texas is talking about utility rights of way.
You see this clear, unbroken space, sometimes as far as the eye can see.
Long stretches of green space running right through crowded cities. What a perfect place to build hike and bike trails. And some utility companies couldn't agree more.
We're encouraging the development of hike and bike trails across our system in transmission right-of-ways.
That's a YouTube video of Bob Shepard, head of Encore, the utility company in North Texas. 2 years ago, he helped dedicate a trail built under those big power lines, one of many trails on rights-of-way Encore owns in the Dallas area. But if you were to take your bike to Houston, you wouldn't find such trails. There, the utility company is CenterPoint, and it has refused to allow trails on its rights-of-way. CenterPoint explained in an email to State Impact that it would allow trails, quote, if and only if the Texas legislature provides additional liability protection to CenterPoint, end quote. And that's exactly what has happened. Lawmakers have come up with new legislation that would give CenterPoint protection from lawsuits, but it has some lawyers shaking their heads. We asked Richard Alderman, Associate Dean of the University of Houston Law School, to give us his opinion of the proposed legislation.
I don't know if I know of any other statute in Texas that limits liability or potential liability the way this limits potential liability.
Alderman said there's already a Texas law that offers a good deal of protection to private property owners should someone get hurt while using the property for recreation.
This statute goes way beyond that and seems to say that you have no liability.
Even if the utility company was grossly negligent, as it says in the proposed legislation. Critics of big industry and its influence over lawmakers think it's just one more example of giving perks to some that would be denied to everybody else.
This looks and has the look and feel of a sweetheart bill.
Andrew Wheat is with Texans for Public Justice, a watchdog group in Austin. The group analyzes the money spent on lobbying the Texas legislature and has found electric utility companies among the biggest spenders.
This is a very powerful special interest, the kind of special interest that can get lawmakers to write bills just for them.
Representative Jim Murphy is the Republican from Houston who's been working on the legislation. He says while he thinks CenterPoint deserves protection if it's going to allow its land to be used for trails, the company, he says, is not calling the shots.
The efforts to get these rights-of-way used is completely a grassroots effort by people like myself that are runners. I have friends that are cyclists.
But Representative Murphy says he too has heard from lawyers that the proposed legislation goes too far in granting too much protection. So he says it's being rewritten.
And I think that new compromise is going to be much, much more effective in garnering the support that it's going to take to make it a state law.
Representative Murphy says his bill is customized to apply just to Harris County, where voters recently approved millions of dollars in bonds for hike and bike trail construction. He calls that a game changer in the efforts to make one of the state's most traffic congested areas more bike friendly. And if it works in Harris County, then he says others may follow. As to why in Dallas Encore didn't need such special legislation, Murphy said each community is free to try its own approach. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.